on the corner here, where that sign says Victoria's, was the most amazing Art Deco pub. Amazing black, it was called the Golden Eagle, and there was the most incredible Golden Eagle, sort of, I think it would be deco design, just in, I think it's listed now. It's not dissimilar to the eagle that Saxon use on their stage set, and Priest, the one on Screaming for Vengeance, that type of eagle. And there was this incredible gold gilt spiral staircase that you made your way up to, into there. Well, obviously it was a Big Ansel's boozer, Big Ansel's pub, but it was a jazz club. It was called the Blue Chapel Jazz Club. Then it was called the Pokey Hole Jazz Club, and you would get a very young Steve Winwood playing in there with this, with I think it was the Savannah Jazz Band. I can't quite remember. Winwood was so young when he played there. He was still at school. He was in short trousers, and they used to have to smuggle him in behind the piano so that he was straight out of school, so that they didn't see his shorts on. And then he would, you know, this is a 16-year-old kid with short trousers suddenly singing like Ray Charles. Robert Plant would pick up on this. He was a big fan of Winwood and his vocal and his vocal styling. Plant jammed with Alexis Corner at the Golden Eagle. Alexis Corner, another great father figure of British blues. Again, he would apprentice singers like Mick Jagger. He had a band called Alexis Corner's Blues Incorporated. A young Mick Jagger would get up and sing with him at the Marquee. A young Robert Plant would get up there and sing with him and do a couple of numbers. There is a recording of Plant singing with Alexis Corner, but it's from the Marquee in London. Years later, Plant would perform here with a band called the Honey Drippers, which was Robert Plant's side rock and roll blues project with outside Led Zeppelin. They would play there. So the Golden Eagle really reigned supreme as one of these gigs which was rammed. You know, absolutely fantastic venue. I'm very, very sad that I would think now it would be listed, surely by its architecture.